AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH Newsletter time is 7:21. And it's time for a Connecticut Press Club Award-winning Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor, a licensed agent in the state of Connecticut. Here's Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor.
Good morning to our listeners in Fairfield and Westchester counties. Everyone listening, streaming live, Boston, Austin, Houston, Texas. Please keep your texts, comments, emails coming. Big shout-out to our friends in the Quiet Corner, the Learning Clinic in Brooklyn, Connecticut, a residential program for children. Check them out. They may be hiring thelearningclinic.org. And to our friends at Old Greenwich Riverside Neighbors Magazine, who sponsored one of the Enchanted Forest holiday trees this past weekend for the Junior League's benefit. Shout out to them. Good morning to one of the most inspiring people we will ever speak to. Good morning, Darcy Eichenberg.
Oh, what a generous introduction. Good morning to you.
So Darcy is really inspiring because she talks about managing emotional stress. And what better time to talk about that than before the holidays? Neighbors, family, friends, social media. I woke up this morning to posts about people stressing about the upcoming holidays. Some people are not feeling grateful. They have suffered tremendous loss during the pandemic. Darcy, talk to us about managing emotions, sometimes when it's polarizing, when we're around people whose opinions or values we don't share.
Yeah, well, the holidays are always packed with so much anyway, and I think this year is going to be really interesting and a good time for us to take a beat before we get into the full launch of them, right, with Thanksgiving just around the corner. Because, you know, many of us haven't had whatever our traditional holiday was in a couple of years. And maybe for some who are listening that they're trying to go back to things the way that they were, but things are never the way that they were. And so I think we have to take that moment of our own self-reflection and recognize how we're feeling going into our own holidays. You know, are we tired, exhausted? In many cases, that's what I'm hearing from a lot of my coaching clients, that the cumulative energy that it's been taking to manage your work in the world are huge. And so making sure that you can take good care of yourself before you're trying to do everything to take good care of others, I think is really job number one when it comes to making sure that not only you get through the holidays, but that you get something out of them that is important for you, for what your values are and what's important, you know, in your family and in your life.
Right. And I guess it's called pandemic fatigue, which has been written about a lot and talked about a great deal. Healthline.com describes it as people across the globe feeling, as you say, exhausted by this prolonged pandemic. There have been articles, 10 Reasons Why Pandemic Fatigue is Tough, particularly during the holidays. I'm looking at research right now. The book that you wrote, which I really enjoyed reading, Red Cape Rescue. What does Red Cape Rescue mean? What does that mean?
Yeah, Red Cape Rescue, the subtitle of Red Cape Rescue is Save Your Career Without Leaving Your Job. And so most of the work that I do is primarily around our lives at work. How can we have better lives at work without having to leave everything, without having to start over? How can we be who we are as we are and still get more of what we want and what we need? But the idea behind Red Cape Rescue and the idea behind my broader business, which is Red Cape Revolution, is remembering when you were a kid and you'd grab a towel or a sheet and you'd throw it around your shoulders and you felt confident, you felt in control. And what if you could feel that way every day in our lives at work or every day in our lives as an adult? So that's also a strategy that we can employ any time that we are feeling just worn down or we're feeling frustrated or something is bubbling up in us. We're, you know, aware of that emotion before it translates into something that we don't want and translates into hard words that we can't take back or actions that we wish we hadn't done. What we can do is have that awareness, kind of just, you know, sit in that imaginary red cape and realize that, okay, it's okay, we're in charge, we're in control, even if being in control is just sitting there quietly and just observing and not necessarily engaging, when you know that by engaging, you might spark other things that in the long run are not going to be helpful to anybody.
Exactly.
So we can have a red tape feeling, whether that means taking action or whether that means actually making the decision to not take action.
And we were talking off air, and you used that visual thing, you know, remembering when you were a child, grabbing a towel or a sheet and flinging it around your neck like you were Superman or Supergirl. And that's a great visual for us to try to use during the holidays when we run into people who just may not seem to understand the suffering that's going on with others, maybe even people at their own holiday table. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that visual of grabbing a towel or a sheet, the red cape rescue, as you call it, off air we were talking about becoming your own hero, again, the way we all were when we were quite young, believing we could be anything, believing we could be president of the United States or an astronaut on the moon. How do you become your own hero again?
I think the first thing is really to recognize what your values are. It's very difficult to get clear on who we are and what we want when what we're listening to is all the messages that come from outside. And that may include the messages that we grew up with. That may include the messages that the media sends us. You know, there's such interesting research coming out now about what social media is doing to our brains and how we feel about ourselves. And I think this is time when we recognize we have to take back control, right? We only get to control three things: what we think, what we do, and what we say. And recognizing that, we can take a hard look at, so what do I value? What are the things that are important to me that I find valuable, right? And realize that when I recognize my values, then I can align my actions to them. So if I value being connected to family, then I'm going to take a step back and I'm going to ask my family different questions. You know, I'm going to not maybe get as mad at Aunt Sarah when she goes off into a tangent as much, because she's just family, and I,
right,
you know, I can give her some space and some grace.
Right. And we were talking off air as well. Unfortunately, we're going to have to wrap up about the disinhibiting nature of alcohol. And over the holidays, the more people have to drink, the more emotional they can become. So is that something to keep in mind, the effect of alcohol?
I think we can always be, you know, be careful on that, especially if we are self-aware to go in to know what happens to us, what happens to our family members, mm-hmm, and to, in the big picture, assume positive intent that something that might happen in a moment is not representative of how someone may feel ongoing.
Darcy, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we will all imagine ourselves with a red cape around our shoulders as family members may talk about Kyle Rittenhouse or other topics that we may not be on the same page about their feelings about. And thank you for joining us. If people want to reach out, how can they find you, Darcy?
You can come to redcaperevolution.com or find my book at redcaperescue.com. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Thank you so much. We'll be channeling you, Darcy, over the holidays. You have a great day.
You as well. Take good care.
All right. Thanks very much, Darcy. Thanks, Robin. Happy Thanksgiving to you both as well. That's Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastore. You hear her Connecticut Press Club award-winning show each Tuesday morning at this time on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, and WGCH.com anywhere.